On the KMMO Ag Report, I'll be talking pork. Well, news on the trade front is getting better for U.S. pork producers as the Trump administration announced it wants to negotiate trade agreements with the European Union, Japan, and the United Kingdom. The National Pork Producers Council commended the administration for the ambitious trade agenda. The administration recently updated agreements with Canada and Mexico and with South Korea that maintain the U.S. pork industry's zero tariff access to those important markets, three of the top five destinations for U.S. pork exports. "We've got the momentum on trade headed in the right direction now," said NPPC President Jim Himmerl, a pork producer from Johnstown, Ohio. "Producers are hurting because of retaliatory tariffs on pork, which were promoted by the administration's efforts to realign U.S. trade policy. But producers have been patient, and now that patience is starting to pay off, particularly if we get a trade deal with Japan." Since Trump took office in January 2017, NPPC has been urging the White House to begin trade talks with countries in the fast-growing Asia-Pacific region, beginning with Japan, the U.S. pork industry's number one export market. It also has called for deals with the Philippines and Vietnam. NPPC also has been supportive of trade negotiations with the United Kingdom, provided the UK is willing to eliminate all non-tariff barriers and embrace UN food safety standards and other international standards. NPPC will not support a deal with the UK unless it agrees to equivalence, meaning that all USDA-approved pork and pork products must be eligible for export to the UK without additional requirements, Himmerl said. While the organization is open for trade negotiations with the UK, it is skeptical about European Union intentions. "The European Union has played the United States like a drum in the past," said Himmerl. "This must stop. We expect the Trump administration to require that the European Union eliminate all tariff and all non-tariff barriers to U.S. pork so we can export with no additional requirements." While the trade news is good for U.S. pork producers, NPPC is continuing to press the Trump administration to resolve trade disputes with China and Mexico, including dropping tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from the latter. Both countries imposed retaliatory tariffs on U.S. pork in response to the U.S. metals duties. And the 2018 Swine Institute will be held Wednesday, November 7th at the Pork Place in Sedalia. Visit www.mopork.com to register. You're asked to register now. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.